Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What's up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It is, shall we call it what? Thanksgiving Eve, right? November 25, 2020. That's right. It is pre-Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. I always tell you guys that. I mean, how can you not love Thanksgiving, right? I mean, it gives you an excuse to absolutely throw out whatever diet you may be on, whatever fitness plan you may be on, just for one day and just splurge. You know, eat the sweet potato pie and all the turkey you want, macaroni and cheese, chicken wings, collard greens. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Unfortunately, because of everything that's gone down this year in 2020, you guys know, I mean, usually this week, I'm down in Florida, you know, spending time with my family and friends down there. My mother, you know, she's been living down there for about 5 years now with my stepdad and my little sister, Loriana. My grandmother is also now staying with them and an uncle. So, you know, I'm really going to be missing them this year because I am actually staying put right here at my apartment this holiday season. I don't have family in Lansing. I do have family in Detroit, but I don't even want to risk going there and possibly, you know, passing on COVID to somebody or contracting COVID somehow. You know, I'm just going to adhere to what Governor Gretchen Whitmer and what the CDC is advising and just staying put at home, man. You know, just staying put at home. So I'm going to miss all of the good food and all of the good family times this year, like many of us will be missing. I mean, it's going to look like a very different Thanksgiving for many of us. Now, I do know that many of you all have said, you know, skip that. I'm still traveling. I'm still going to see my family. And if you are, I just ask that you just try and take every precaution necessary when you do gather, okay? Excuse me, please wear your mask, you know, socially distance when you can. Just please be safe because this coronavirus is very serious. And I'm actually going to bring you guys a story that was revealed this week from our press availability with the Michigan State football team. A player who has battled through COVID-19. And he's actually been playing with the team throughout this season. And also he touches on how he has lost some family members as well to COVID. So just a tough time for all. Again, even though this Thanksgiving may be different, you know, I just want you guys to sit back, though. I mean, because we forget what the essence of Thanksgiving truly is, right? You know, we get so caught up in the food and the Black Friday deals and football that we forget what is truly important and why we have this holiday in the first place. And that's just to be thankful. Just to be thankful. I know that many of you are probably looking at this holiday and saying, well, what do we have to be thankful for this year? You know, this year has basically been snatched away from us, and, you know, so much bad has happened this year. It is the most trying year for you know, in the eyes of many, many people, including myself. But, you know, still, when you sit back, I think you may be surprised if you were to meditate on everything that you are thankful for. You may be surprised as to what you come up with. If you were to just jot it down on a piece of paper or just meditate on it, just think about it. You know, I'm just the mere fact that I'm sitting here COVID-free, you know, with use and activity of my limbs and breath in my lungs, clothed in my right mind, still employed, talking to you guys. You know, I'm looking at my pup walk around my apartment. You know, I have a roof over my head. I have an apartment. I have food in the fridge. I mean, so much. Even if it's the perceived little things, you still have so much to be thankful for. All right. So let's try and do that. I encourage you all to do that on Thanksgiving Day or right now, you know, why wait until tomorrow? Because it just uplifts your mood a bit and makes us all a bit humble. So, but I extend so much love to you and your loved ones. If you guys are going through a trying time right now, it's going to be okay. All right. It's going to be all right. Things will get better. Just keep on living and keep on staying positive, because the battle mentally with everything that you go through in life is the main battle. And if you can keep that on track and in a positive sphere, you know, good things will happen. Not can, will happen. All right. So happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Happy pre-Thanksgiving to you and yours, I should say. And you know what? Tomorrow may be the first time in current sports history that I do a fresh show for Thanksgiving. I mean, I got nothing else to do. I'm going to be out here, you know, here at my apartment the whole time. So I'm not traveling. I probably would just treat it like a normal current sports day. All right. And it will be fitting, because tonight will mark the start of the Michigan State men's basketball season. That's right. Michigan State will play another college here in this great state, Eastern Michigan University. As Tom Izzo, who is now COVID-free, Tom Izzo will be manning the sidelines at the Breslin Center tonight as the Spartans take on the Eagles. So I'll have a brief preview on that. You'll also get the chance to hear from Joshua Langford. We all know that Josh is one of the most beloved Spartans in recent memory. You know, I put him right up there with Cassius Winston and Miles Bridges and those guys, man, because you know, he's battled through so much, so many injuries, and now he's finally healthy, and he's ready to finish off his career at Michigan State, you know, with the solid season so that he can make his NBA dreams come true. So you'll get a chance to hear from Joshua Langford in just a moment. We'll also bring to you the Mel Tucker press conference. Mel Tucker and the Michigan State football team, they did not have a game this past weekend. They were scheduled to play Maryland, but because of positive tests, an outbreak within the Maryland athletics organization, they had to cancel. And Maryland hasn't played the last 2 weeks because of that, actually. So now Michigan State will take on one of the best teams in the Big Ten this season in Northwestern this weekend. So you'll get the chance to hear from Mel Tucker as MSU football prepares for that matchup. And Mel Tucker has probably one of my favorite quotes, probably my favorite quote of his tenure thus far, as he talks about choices, the choice to be great. So you get a chance to hear what he elaborates on when it comes to that, okay? So that and so much more, if you would like to be a part of the hour, you guys know that you may not be able to call in live, but you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Also, go to facebook.com/WKAR News, and you can leave us a comment anywhere there, right on our Facebook page, or you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or you can tweet the show at WKAR News. All right? And before I proceed, I want to let you guys know that also, you know, speaking of being thankful and being generous, I want to let you guys know that Giving Tuesday is next week. That's right. Next week, folks, December 1st, will be Giving Tuesday, and I'll actually be on the airwaves next week, Tuesday, alongside our host, outstanding host of All Things Considered, Sophia Salaby. And throughout 2020, you know, you guys have been able to rely on classical music and news from WKAR. And while it's free to listen, it costs money to stay on the air every day, broadcasting the news, folk, classical music, sports that you expect from WKAR. So Giving Tuesday is December 1st, and we receive, if we receive, I should say, 175 gifts between now and the end of Giving Tuesday, then we'll unlock $11,500 in matching funds. How cool is that? So you can help us reach this goal by becoming a sustaining member for just $5 or $10 per month. Call 517-353-5000. Again, that's 517-353-5000. We have people standing by to take your call so you can donate. Or you can donate and contribute online at WKAR.org, all right? So Giving Tuesday coming up, exciting stuff. Still, with everything going on, it is still an amazing time of the year. I love the holidays. It is my favorite time of the year and a time to show your appreciation and give and be generous and be kind. I love it, man. Nothing like the holiday season. So if you love what we do at WKAR, you know, why not contribute? And again, it could be as little as, you know, $5 a month, you know, $10, you know, whatever you can afford. We really appreciate it. Okay. All right. With that being said, let's move along. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners for this November 25th. All right, and we move right along here. I want to start, of course, with Michigan State men's basketball as the Spartans, your Spartans, will open up the year against Eastern Michigan University, the Eagles, tonight at the Breslin Center. Tip time will be 6 p.m. And you can catch that game on the Big Ten Network. Of course, no spectators, no fans will be allowed due to COVID-19. And this is the season opener for both teams. I mean, really, if you look across college basketball, I mean, so many schools will be opening up the year tonight. And it's refreshing, right? Because, you know, it's been a long, long time, folks. A long, long time since we have not seen college basketball. Since we have seen college basketball, I should say. Since it was canceled, March Madness canceled due to COVID-19 and that outbreak in our nation. So, again, season opener for both teams. Michigan State ranked 13th. In both, 13th in the USA Today coaches poll and 11th in the Associated Press poll. EMU is unranked, and right now the Vegas line is Michigan State by 21. So MSU by 21 is the line. Tom Izzo is 628 and 241, beginning his 26th season as the head coach. All with the Spartans. EMU, head coach Rob Murphy, 160 and 143, beginning his 10th season as the head coach, all with the Eagles. And great to see Tom Izzo back manning the sidelines after he, of course, was diagnosed with COVID-19 earlier this month. He isolated And he is now tested negative, and he actually returned with the team this past weekend, observing practice and back in his office on Monday. So when it comes to the series between these two schools, MSU leads 30-4 all time, including 7-0 under Tom Izzo against Eastern. MSU's last loss to EMU came in December of 1987 out in Yipsy. It's a long time. 3 years prior to when I was born is the last time EMU beat MSU on the hardwood. Michigan men's basketball also in action. The season opener for the Wolverines taking on the Bowling Green Falcons. That tip time will take place 2 hours prior to the tip time between Michigan State and EMU. So this will be a 4 p.m. tip time for the Wolverines and the Falcons at the Chrysler Center. You can catch that one on ESPN2. Bowling Green, a mid-tier MAC opponent. KenPom ranks the Falcons 164th overall, which is not exactly a pushover, but Michigan is clearly the better team on paper. Weird season, though. A bunch of new faces. We'll see what happens in both of these games, actually, right? The year of COVID brings about surprises. All right, and just days ahead of its season opener, the Michigan State women's basketball team finally has a set schedule. And the competition officially is slated to get started for the Spartans 3 p.m. this Friday when they host St. Francis. Now, that matchup is just one of five non-conference games that Susie Merchant's team will play to start a season that has been delayed by the ongoing pandemic. MSU begins its Big Ten schedule with a road game at Minnesota on December 9th. That contest is one of three Big Ten games the Spartans are scheduled to play before the calendar hits 2021. Michigan State will face Iowa in its Big Ten home opener on December 12th and travels to Ohio State on December 31st. All right, so a few dates to note when it comes to Michigan State women's basketball. All right, and as I mentioned, Michigan State football's Naquan Jones, he came out this week and announced that he did have COVID-19 and has since recovered. The senior defensive tackle is the second Spartan athlete to announce contracting the coronavirus, and Jones said it has a ripple effect across his family. Offensive lineman Matt Carrick, he told the Canton Respiratory in August that he had COVID-19 back in July. But when it comes to Naquan Jones, he noted that he has lost some family members, plural, members. Quote, "I've lost family members to COVID, and that's something that my family takes very serious." That's what Jones had to say when being made to the media on Tuesday. He was affected by COVID-19 shortly before the season began and experienced minor symptoms, including loss of smell for 2 days before he, quote, "felt perfectly fine again." He said he went and ran in an open field near his apartment to remain in shape while sitting out 14 days before returning to the team, and noting that the reason why he decided to return, despite having COVID and COVID, you know, having an impact on his family the way it has, he was very impressed with the COVID-19 protocols that Michigan State Athletics had put in place, and he felt confident that he was in a safe environment. But just another example right here inside of Michigan State Athletics in which COVID-19 has had a direct impact. Okay, I want to let you guys know, all of the local high school sports fans out there, that a drive-up memorial is now on display for Hall of Fame football coach Mike Smith at the Hope Football Stadium. All right, well, actually, to this evening, Wednesday evening. So this evening is when you'll be able to visit that drive-up memorial. Now, the public will have an opportunity to pay their respects to Smith, who sadly passed away earlier this month at the age of 67. A banner will be on display in front of Holt Stadium through Monday evening, and the public will be able to give their remembrances and leave messages. Donations can be sent to the Mike Smith Athletic Foundation, and you know, that address will be Christopher Smith at 4010 13th Street, Chesapeake Beach, Maryland, 20732. Again, that's, make it out to Christopher Smith, Christopher, at 4010 13th Street, Chesapeake Beach, Maryland, and that zip is 20732. The Mike Smith Foundation is a nonprofit that will carry on the legacy of Smith and will provide scholarships to eligible student athletes. Smith was one of the most successful football coaches in the greater Lansing area and had stints leading programs at Dansville, Eden Rapids, Holt, and Everett, and also spent time at Olivet College as well. All right, so Mike Smith, who will be definitely missed, one of my favorite coaches here in the area, such a big personality and you know, just a player's coach really as well. You know, a memorial going up again this evening and will be up through Monday evening. Okay, Alabama is the number one team in the initial college football playoff rankings, followed by Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, while BYU debuts at number 14 despite a 9-0 start to its season. Nick Saban's Crimson Tide are among four SEC teams appearing in the top nine of the initial rankings, along with number 5 Texas A&M, number 6 Florida, and number 9 Georgia. Auburn at number 22 gives the conference 5 teams in the overall rankings. Georgia is the highest ranked 2-loss team. Despite double-digit defeats to Alabama and Florida and Clemson, which lost its only game to Notre Dame in 2 overtimes while playing without starting quarterback Trevor Lawrence, is the highest-ranked 1-loss team. Ohio State at 4-0 is the Big Ten's highest-ranked team, of course, followed by number 8 Northwestern, which is 5-0, Michigan State's upcoming opponent for this weekend at home, and likely to face the Buckeyes in the Big Ten championship game for the second time in 3 seasons. The Big Ten tied the SEC for most teams in the initial rankings with 5. Number 12 Indiana, number 16 Wisconsin, and number 24 Iowa also appear. So there you have that, those rankings coming out this week. And Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State. I think they got it right so far. I have no quarrels with that. All right, Detroit Pistons news. As so many moves have been made by general manager Troy Weaver, the Pistons addressed 2 needs, shooting and experience, with 1 signing yesterday, as Wayne Ellington agreed to a 1-year, $2.6 million deal with the Red, White, and Royal Blue. His agent, Mark Bartlestein, confirmed that news to the Detroit Free Press. ESPN initially reported the signing. It's Ellington's second stint with Detroit, as he signed with the franchise after the 2019 trade deadline. In 28 games, Ellington averaged 27 minutes per game, hit 37% of his three-pointers. As a career 37.8% shooter from behind the arc, Ellington will give the Pistons a much-needed lift in that area, because we all know the Pistons are one of the worst shooting teams in the league. And if you can't shoot the rock in today's NBA, it is really a death sentence. The news comes a couple of hours after the Pistons waived Dwayne Dedmon, who they traded for just last week. So Troy Weaver is doing work right now, and we'll see how this team looks in a matter of, what, just 4 weeks. Can you believe that? I mean, it seems like yesterday we just saw the LA Lakers win the NBA championship, and now we're just 4 weeks out from the start of the NBA season. Crazy, crazy year. All right, former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Megatron Johnson is one of 4 first-year eligible players who are semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2021. Johnson joins former Michigan football corner Charles Woodson, quarterback Peyton Manning, and defensive end Jared Allen in a 25-man group that will be whittled to 15 finalists before being presented to the Hall of Fame Selection Committee in February. Now, Johnson, who played all nine of his seasons for the Honolulu Blue, your Detroit Lions, he set the NFL's single-season receiving mark of 1,964 yards in 2012 and retired in 2016 as the organization's all-time leader in receiving yards and receptions. One of the greatest wide receivers to ever play the game. And I'm going to be very curious. We all are going to be very curious to see if he gets in on his first time being on the ballot. So we'll see what happens in February, right? And also, sad news here. You know, I didn't know what was going on. You guys know I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. And by the way, we got that dub against the Minnesota Vikings over the weekend. I was very happy about that. But, you know, some jarring news began to float around social media yesterday. And, you know, we just didn't know what was happening. You know, there were a lot of rumors out there. But we do now know that Dallas Cowboys strength and conditioning coordinator Marcus Paul, who is a staple in the league, he has worked for multiple organizations before landing in Dallas. Marcus Paul was rushed to a local hospital early Tuesday morning after experiencing a medical emergency. The team made that announcement. Paul, who is 54 years old, he is undergoing further medical tests and additional information will be made available at the appropriate time. That's what the family told the organization. And shortly before 7:30 a.m. Central Time, Dallas made note that Paul was treated by Cowboys medical personnel and was transported to a local hospital by ambulance. Now, head coach Mike McCarthy, he told the players and staff about Paul's situation at an already planned team meeting at 8:05 a.m. Dallas time, and that practice would be canceled. The Cowboys sent out a news release shortly before 10 a.m. saying that there was, quote, a non-COVID-related medical emergency involving a staff member, end quote. So, you know, I've seen on social media that the family of Marcus Paul has put out a message asking for thoughts and prayers during this very unnerving time for the Paul family. So Cowboy Nation is with you. Paul family and the sports world is with you right now as we're definitely thinking about you. And happening on a week like this, the holiday week, just, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody out there who is struggling during this holiday season, okay? All right, with that being said, to less important matters, as we now hit our first break, we'll come back. We'll talk some Michigan State men's basketball as the Spartans will open up the year just 5 hours from now, as Michigan State men's basketball will play host to Eastern Michigan at 6 p.m. inside of the friendly confines of the Breslin Center. I'll give you brief thoughts on MSU opening up the year, and you'll hear from senior guard, senior leader, Joshua Langford. That and more, you are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Michigan State men's basketball opens up the year tonight. You all should be excited. We've been waiting on this moment for a long time. You know, it's still surreal to think about the fact that college basketball did not have a postseason this year because of COVID-19. Isn't that weird to think about? And we're constantly going to be looking back at 2020 and wondering, was that the season Tom Izzo finally could have gotten that second ring? Who knows? Who knows, right? And who knows? Maybe it happens this upcoming year, right? If we can get through the college basketball season with knock on wood, no big COVID outbreaks and we do this thing right. We'll see. Only time will tell. But we all know last season, Michigan State clicking at just the right time, just like Tom Izzo teams usually do near the end of the basketball year. They had just won a piece of the Big Ten championship pie, and being led by performances from Cassius Winston and Xavier Tillman, amongst others. We saw some consistency also from players like, you know, Mark Rocket Watts, Aaron Henry. You know, this team could have done some special things in the postseason, I'm just saying. But that was snatched away, and now we look to a new season. And a new look, Michigan State men's basketball squad, especially with Cassius Winston and Xavier Tillman now taking their talents to the NBA. So proud of them, so happy for them. But it definitely was a bittersweet final year at Michigan State. So how will this team look tonight? You know, Michigan State, look, Michigan State is, I think they'll cover that Vegas line of 21. You know, Michigan State playing EMU. Michigan State always comes out the gates in these non-conference matchups playing a less superior team. No knock to Eastern Michigan, but they always come out the gates mollywopping a squad, right? And I don't think, you know, Spartan fans have anything to worry about tonight. And I think they'll cover that 21. But, you know, when you look at, I always say, when you look at a game like this where you are so highly favored and you're probably going to win, the way in which you evaluate and the lens in which you look through to evaluate your team has to be a bit different. It has to be more fine-tuned. And you have to look at, okay, are we doing the little things right that will lead to success against more talented teams? Or are we doing the little things wrong that could lead to losses later on down the road? Taking care of the basketball, playing good defense. Is Michigan State's transition game clicking? Who are some players that, okay, you may not have expected to come out and have great performances? Who are players who did come out the gates and have great performances that could lead to some great success, maybe off the bench for Michigan State? Or, you know, somebody in the starting lineup. You know, right now, and I think a lot of people are predicting the same starting lineup, I think what we're going to see is Michigan State have Marcus Bingham, basically a 7-footer, right? 6'11", he's 7 feet. He's going to be your center. And I got big expectations for Marcus Bingham this season, you know, because he's so big, he's so lengthy, he can cause so many problems in the paint. But I want to see how his scoring progresses after averaging just 3 points per game last year. But also alongside Marcus, I think we'll see Joey Hauser out there finally, right? He had to sit out because he was a transfer from Marquette, did not play last season. But we'll see him at the power forward position. A lot of people are hype about him, including myself. Small forward will be Aaron Henry. Averaged 10 points per game last season. Shooting guard, Josh Langford, who you'll hear in just a moment. You know, the senior leader, the senior guard. He averaged 15 points in 2018-19. That's before the injury. He had to sit out last year because of that pesky foot. And then we'll see, and I think this is the guy that a lot of people are pegging as the most exciting player on this Michigan State men's basketball team and the player that you want to see the most growth and improvement from looking at last year. Because now, you know, he can't lean on Cassius Winston. He can't rely on the Cassius Winston dime to set him up for a bucket or... You know, he can't rely if he's having a bad game, he can't rely on Cassius to shoulder the scoring load from the point guard position. Mark Rocket Watts has to be the guy. Mark Rocket Watts now has the keys to the vehicle. He averaged 9 points per game last season. But he is such, you know, we saw in moments just how much of an explosive player he can be. We really saw it near the end of last year. And man, would seeing him in the NCAA tournament, what kind of wonders that would have done for his game as far as experience and confidence goes. But he's gotta have that off rip now, because he's going to be thrown into the fire at the very beginning of the season, and I want to see him improve. I think we're going to see the hiccups from him, because he's such a lightning bolt. You know, I mean, his name is Rocket, for goodness sakes. He's nicknamed Rocket for a reason. He's so fast. He can attack the hole in a blink of an eye and just leave defenders just standing there. He's a bona fide scorer who can also shoot the rock a little bit. So much potential. Rocket Watts has to be the guy, but that'll be your starting lineup. Bingham, Hauser, Henry, Langford, and Watts. You know, but hey, don't forget about Foster Lawyer. I know there are a lot of people that have given up on Foster Lawyer and said that, okay, we've seen his ceiling. He can't, you know, can he take his game to another level? A lot of people believe that he can't be that guy that we thought he was going to be after watching his highly touted high school basketball career. So Foster Lawyer has a chip on his shoulder and a lot to prove. Looking forward to seeing him out there. But there's just a lot of question marks right now for this team. And I'm looking forward to seeing just how well they get out the gates. You know, can we get through the college basketball season without any major outbreaks? Only time will tell with that. You know, every team out there has protocol that they'll be implementing, but we'll see. We'll definitely see. But what I want to do right now, I want you guys to listen to what Joshua Langford, the senior guard, has to say about this upcoming year as Michigan State opens up the year tonight against Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, I've thought about it a good amount of times. But I don't know what it's going to be like, man. I haven't played in 2 years. And then with, you know, how everything is going to be different, you know, in terms of no fans and stuff like that, it's definitely going to be different for me, because I haven't played in 2 years, but I also haven't played in an atmosphere like this as well. And so I think it's going to be a lot of different emotions. You know, ultimately, I'm just thankful that the Lord has allowed me to be able to come back. And, you know, he's put great people around me to get me back. You know, my trainer, Nick Ritchie, our strength coach, Marshall Rep, and then, you know, just my teammates who were constantly supporting me, my coaches who was constantly supporting me, and then my family as well, who were constantly supporting me. And so, you know, just to be back on the court, I know it's going to be special, because I know it's not just going to be about me, but it's going to be about the people, you know, who were around me and helping me get back on the court. And so I'm just excited, man. I'm just thankful.
Do you have any expectations in terms of how many minutes? Are there any limits? Or are you limited at all? Or in terms of how much you can play? Or is it just go out playing?
I'm just out there playing, man. I'm just going to go out there and see what's what, and just embrace the moment.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll go to Dalton Shetler and then to Chris Solari.
Hey, Josh. Good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
System you had and the teammates that you have. Last time you played, you mentioned it was 2 years ago. You had Cassius Winston, Kenny Goins, Matt McQuaid, all these guys out here, and now it's a completely different regime. What is it like kind of still being at the core as time goes by and welcome in this new era of Spartan teammates? And what would you say is the best part of this current cast going into this year?
I think it's definitely been new to me, just because, you know, if I'm being really honest with you, I didn't expect to be in college for 5 years. So definitely been an adjustment, but it's been exciting, just because I can kind of pour into those guys and just try to tell them certain things that I didn't get, you know, earlier on. And, that, you know, if they can get it before me, or they can get it faster than I got it, that definitely can help them. So I've just been trying to just give them, you know, wisdom, you know, how to be able to do certain things that, and just be coachable and listen, and, you know, so many different things that I didn't necessarily get, you know, when I was a sophomore, when I was a freshman, and when I was a junior, that, you know, I want to give to them so that they can get it and that they can go faster and move quicker than I move. And so, I mean, you know, when you speak up, when you think about the core, or you think about the, you know, the attitude of this team, you know, it's definitely like every Michigan State team in terms of, you know, we're going to be tough. You know, we're going to run, we're going to rebound, we're going to defend. You know, we're going to play Michigan State basketball. And I think, you know, what's unique about this team is that, you know, we just kind of, you know, we have so much across the board, just 1 through 5. So I think it's going to be very interesting just to see, you know, what happens this year. It's going to be exciting because I expect a lot out of this team. I mean, I think one is different because they're not Tum and they're not Cassius. They're Rockin' and Foster. So, and you know, I think, you know, with Foster, you know, he's a little bit more comfortable at that position because he's played that position. You know, Rocket, it's a little different for Rocket because he hasn't necessarily, you know, been a dominant one. You know, he's kind of more or less a combo guard, a guy that can really just put the ball in the basket. But ultimately, it's been an adjustment for him. But I think he's done a great job with it. And, you know, Foster has done a great job as well. And I think that, you know, you can see that with him being elected to be a captain. But, you know, both of those guys have been doing a great job, you know, with trying to run the team and just try to be the leaders and to be the head guys that we, you know, that we need to look at, you know, throughout the course of practice and throughout the course of this season. Oh, yeah, most definitely. But I think, you know, you want to be motivated, but you don't want to be motivated by outside things. Because when you're motivated by outside things, you know, when you actually, you know, you actually prove that outside thing, you know, you kind of lose your motivation. That motivation is not necessarily, you know, genuine motivation. You're actually being motivated by something else and not what's within you. And so we're not necessarily looking at, you know, what's going on in terms of seeding and different things like that. Obviously, we want to be considered high. But at the end of the day, that's not why we're trying to go win. That's not why we're trying to be the best that we can be. We're trying to be the best that we can be is because inwardly as a core group, you know, we've said that we want to achieve high level things. Whether somebody sees that in us or not, it doesn't really matter. We just want to go out and do our jobs every day and give it 110%. Well, I mean, what's unique about Rocket is that he does have that, you know, that scores instinct, but he can make plays and he can do that at a high level. You know, you may not have seen that in him last year because that wasn't necessarily his role. He was playing beside Cassius Winston, you know, probably the best point guard in the country. So he didn't necessarily have to make plays. He just had to be open and to make open shots. And so I think, you know, you can see it. You will see a different side of him because his role is kind of changing. But I see him in practice every day, and I've seen him even last year. He can make plays, and he does it really well. I just think it'll be an adjustment for him because he hasn't played that position here at Michigan State. But, you know, he's well capable of doing it because of how talented he is and how well of a coaching staff we have in terms of how they take time and really teach us the game. So I'm not really worried about will he be able to do it because I know how great of a player he is.
All right, folks, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll talk some Michigan State football, and you get a chance to hear from now Mel Tucker, head coach of the Michigan State football team, as the Spartans get ready, coming off a week in which they didn't play, had to cancel against Maryland because of COVID-19 issues at that school. They'll play Northwestern, though, one of the Big Ten's best teams this weekend at home. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports.
Push.
All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. And just with a few minutes left here, I do want you guys to hear a bit of what Mel Tucker, head coach of the Michigan State football team, what he had to say concerning this week's matchup against Northwestern, a Northwestern team that is absolutely rolling right now. They have not lost a game. Many people believe we will see an Ohio State versus Northwestern matchup come the Big Ten championship game. I think right now, with the way it's looking, it's a safe bet, safe bet. So can Michigan State pull off the upset? We'll see. We'll see in time. But here's a bit of what Mel Tucker had to say preparing for this upcoming matchup and doing the things that are going to be vital to make sure this team is getting better on a week-to-week basis. Check them out.
You know, it takes what it takes. And if we want to change, you know, if we want to change the trajectory of our program, then we have to change our behavior. And what we've done in the past is only going to get us what we've gotten in the past. And so, average, you know, hovering around 500 type of deal, that requires a change in behavior. It requires a culture shift. And it requires a different type of mindset, and that's what we're hammering. But that does not happen overnight. Okay, I wish that it did, but I know that it doesn't. And so, but I do feel like our older players, they understand, because when you hear something that's truth, you know, when you hear something that's truth, and it's backed up by fact. You know, and it's laid out in a digestible way, in a progression that is very, very understandable. It resonates with people, and it makes sense. And at that point, then it's just a matter of choice. We're going to do it, or you're not going to do it. And we talk about the illusion of choice. And if you want to be successful, and you want to be able to compete at a high level, okay, then you really don't have a choice. Choice is an illusion. You're lying to yourself. If you want to be good and you want to be among the best, there are certain things you have to do day in and day out, on the field and off the field, and there are very few choices. There's a difference between choices and options. Option is when you go to the cafeteria and you say, hey, listen, do I want chicken, or do I want beef, or do I want this? Do I want a salad? Do I want this? Do I want a chocolate chip cookie? Or do I want oatmeal raisin cookie? Or do I just want to get a Jell-O deal? Whatever. Those are options. Okay. When we talk about football and being successful and building a program and all that, we don't have options. Okay. And the choices are very limited.
And how can you not love that quote, right? Concerning, if you're going to be great at something, you do not have choices. You just don't. It's either you do the things necessary in order to be great, or you won't be great. If you decide, I'm going to be great, I need to do these things. There are no options, man. Simple as that. That right there, man. That sent chills up my spine when Mel was breaking that down. I love that. I wanted to be a Michigan State football player after listening to him talk about that. Wow. Fantastic stuff. All right, folks. That will do it for this Thanksgiving Eve edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Again, we got a lot to be thankful for, folks. I want you just to take some time. Take some time between now and the next time we meet. You know, I think I'm going to do a Thanksgiving show recapping what happens tonight at the Breslin Center, Michigan State men's basketball. You know, that'd be fun, right? And, you know, you may get a chance to listen to me while eating your turkey and watching your Detroit Lions play. Hopefully they can get a dub for you guys, right? We'll see, though. We'll see. But until then, just I encourage you all just to take some time and think about what you're thankful for. Much love and peace to you all, to your family and friends. Be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.